What are your memories of the experiences of pregnant women during the 1960s?
Well, I think the strictness of diabetic control had been firmly established, and I worked with Graham Joplin in the antenatal and postnatal work in the Hammersmith Hospital for the diabetic pregnancies, and I think our results were good. He was very meticulous at diagnosis, so that what we now call gestational diabetes, impaired glucose tolerances, were well recorded, and we had a very curious prednisone glycosuria tester, if I remember rightly, which of course is a further stress for the system, and I'm not sure it actually led to any better diagnoses, but at least it drew attention to the problem of impaired glucose tolerance of pregnancy, which is still an expanding industry, really, and probably within it there is a certain amount of very important clinical management.
And what were the outcomes were in terms of mortality?
Well, I think the outcomes are very similar to today. They probably won't be quite as good as today because I think the obstetric management has improved, leaving people to be nearer to term, less prematurity. And as a result, I think we've actually probably gone to more cesarean sections. But the overall stillbirth rate and perinatal mortality remains higher than the normal non-diabetic population. And at that time, it would probably be a little bit higher than today because it has improved. But I think our results were, you could guarantee patients sort of 95% chance of success.